Opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we have a very, very special guest today. For the whole hour, we're going to be talking about a way to improve your health across the board. Joining us today is Dan Lifton. Dan is the CEO of Quality of Life Labs. Quality of Life Labs, in case you are unfamiliar with that brand, has three times received Nutra Awards for the best product of the year. Dan Lifton has also served as president of a division of Maypro Industries. He's a member of A4M. He's a graduate of Columbia Business School. He was recognized by Forbes as the MBA Entrepreneur of the Year. Dan Lifton, welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm overwhelmed. I'm so happy you're joining us.
Well, thank you, Janet. It's a pleasure to be on with you and Dr. Slavin.
And we are going to talk for the most part today about Quality of Life Labs PQQ. And I think there are probably lots of our listeners out there who have never heard of the supplement PQQ. Is it a vitamin? Is it an enzyme? What exactly is PQQ?
There are many exciting features of the compound, but one of them is the very fact that it is the first new vitamin discovered since 1949. So it is obviously a huge deal both in the research field as well as in the clinical field, and it's really every 20 years that we get a development like that. And it was in 2003 that the journal Nature, which, as I'm sure your listeners know, is one of the most prestigious scientific journals, reported that PQQ is indeed essential to human survival and that it has to be supplemented in the body so the body doesn't naturally produce it. And these are the two definitions of a vitamin. So PQQ was classified as a nutrient that is essential to human health and survival. In deficiency, PQQ has been shown to impair growth of tissues and cells and to severely compromise immune function. So it is extremely essential in our diets.
Okay, is there a way that people can go about measuring PQQ? Can they do a blood test, perhaps, and evaluate their levels of PQQ?
It's an excellent question, and unfortunately, from a diagnostics perspective, it's quite challenging to measure PQQ levels. There are labs that do it, and we can measure PQQ levels in serum, but these are expensive tests, and it's not something that we can expect individuals to do in the same way that, for example, vitamin D3 is measured. We would love to see those tests because we think that because PQQ levels are so essential, it's important to know for people whether they need PQQ supplementation. But in today's day and age, it's still very expensive and very difficult for individuals to do that type of testing.
Well, this is Dr. Slavin. You might be able to evaluate it indirectly because it's supposedly able to decrease insulin resistance. So if you're measuring insulin levels, if you see an improvement there, you might be able to attribute it to PQQ. And also, it can decrease inflammation. So if you're measuring inflammatory markers, you might also be able to see an improvement there as well.
Okay, Dr. Slavin, the inflammatory markers, you're talking about ultra-sensitive C-reactive protein, sed rate, those would be the approaches that you might measure to evaluate how efficiently PQQ might be working.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Fabulous. You know,
and I would agree. I would agree with Dr. Slavin entirely that if your listeners actually start taking PQQ, they're likely to experience a variety of benefits, such as the one that Dr. Slavin mentioned and you had mentioned in regard to CRP. In addition, people very often experience increases in energy because, just like CoQ10, PQQ is able to aid in the production of ATP, which is the energy currency of the body. So even healthy individuals or those that are not necessarily measuring CRPs or glucose levels will very often feel the product working, particularly when it's taken in conjunction of CoQ10. And that synergy has now been validated in human clinical trials, not just theoretically.
Okay, so important, I think, for a confidence level of people choosing their supplements to have those clinical trials to reference. Okay, so we can review those clinical trials. We can address inflammatory markers and evaluate insulin resistance in a patient. Let's go back a step. What are some of the things that people can do so that their mitochondria are supported in a healthful way, and ultimately the levels of PQQ are not depleted?
Sure. So obviously there are a number of compounds that have been studied over the years in terms of their ability to repair mitochondria or generate new mitochondria. It's really been kind of the pinnacle hope of anti-aging research, because we know that the damage to the mitochondria is one of the main causes of aging and a variety of health conditions that occur as we age. There was some promise that resveratrol might be able to deliver it, but at high doses there were some issues. There was also people that looked at hydroxytyrosol from olives. But none of the science has really been firmly established. So one of the really exciting applications and modes of action of PQQ is that it has actually been shown to generate new mitochondria, which is really a very dramatic finding. Compounds like CoQ10, which has now been shown to be efficacious in multitudes and multitudes of human studies, provide the energy, the fuel, to enable the mitochondria to function effectively, and that's why they've been shown to be clinically efficacious. So you can think of coenzyme Q10 as the fuel that your engine needs in order to be able to run. But to date, there haven't really been compounds shown to effectively truly repair that engine and almost create and regenerate new parts of that. And PQQ has been shown in animal studies from a mode of action perspective to be able to do that. Which is why it is such a groundbreaking anti-aging compound, and again, why it's so synergistic with CoQ10, because you're repairing your engine on the one hand with PQQ, and then you're providing it with clean fuel with the CoQ10 on the other.
You mentioned something that I think some of our listeners might find very interesting, and possibly some of those high school biology students. When we were shown diagrams of the cell, we would see one mitochondrium in the center of the cell. You are saying that it's possible with supporting cellular function with PQQ that you can actually have multiple mitochondria, and then when we fuel those mitochondria with CoQ10, we have a virtual powerhouse. So more than one mitochondrium is possible in the cells?
Excellent question. the effect of aging is the damage and the destruction of the mitochondria. So mitochondrial repair and mitochondrial biogenesis, or the generation of new mitochondria, can basically replace the mitochondria that are being damaged, that are dying, and provide the much-needed repair. So effectively, we are replacing, again, to use my car analogy, we're replacing damaged parts of the engine with brand-new parts of the engine, and today that hasn't been possible. So it's not that we're completely putting chemistry on its head, but we are generating new mitochondria within the cells as the old mitochondria die, and we're providing mitochondrial repair in other cases when the mitochondria is damaged.
The question I get frequently from patients regarding any supplement is, how long can they expect, how long would it take to see any kind of improvement or feel an improvement? So if someone was to say, okay, that sounds pretty good, PQQ, okay, I'm going to go get it. I've noticed that it's not an expensive supplement compared to some of the expensive ones. It's relatively inexpensive for a month's supply. But how long should they try it out to see if they notice an improvement?
Excellent question. the clinical studies have generally looked at the effect of PQQ in 4 to 8 weeks. And they've seen a clinically meaningful benefit within those time periods. However, in addition to that, we now have a lot of reporting and anecdotal and evidence-backed data from usage since the product's been in the market for years. And the feedback that we're getting, for example, on the quality of life product, is that our Vita-PQQ with CoQ10 formula, so we call it enhanced Vita-PQQ, people are reporting feelability within days, so they're seeing increased energy levels. And we also have some people that were taking regular CoQ10 that have switched over to the combination of the two products, and they're saying that they've really been turbocharged with the Vita-PQQ. And again, we in the clinical studies, we've actually looked at PQQ alone and PQQ with CoQ10, we saw efficacy for PQQ, and we saw an even greater efficacy with the combination. So the short answer would be, in terms of clinical validation, people will feel efficacy in as little as 4 weeks and an even greater efficacy in 8 weeks. And if they take the combination of PQQ with CoQ10, they will feel that efficacy within a few days. And that's one of the reasons why we do highly recommend the enhanced Vita-PQQ as that essential combination.
I hear music in the background, and that's what that music means. It's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We will be right back with more with our special guest, Dan Lifton. We'll be right back.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. We're speaking this morning with Dan Lifton, CEO of Quality of Life Labs. Before we get back to the discussion, I just want to tell everybody where I'm going to be at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm going to be at the PGA Cinema 6 and Pub. It's more than just a movie theater. I'm going to be speaking about nutrition. So we're going to talk about that movie, Popcorn, possibly. Anyhow, 8 o'clock tonight, PGA Cinema 6 and Pub. That's 4076 PGA Boulevard, just east of I-95 on the south side of PGA Boulevard. So come see me 8 o'clock tonight, PGA Cinema 6 and Pub. Okay, Dr. Slavin, you have been looking over the combinations of PQQ with CoQ10, speaking as a nutritionist. I want to know, might there be some foods that are supportive of PQQ levels? So, Dan, do you have any suggestions with regard to food?
Well, you know, I think I have an answer to that.
Cause, okay, great.
They say the foods that are rich in PQQ include parsley, green peppers, kiwi, papaya, and tofu. But let's put things in perspective now. These foods contain about 2 to 3 micrograms per 100 grams. Green tea also has about the same amount in a 4-ounce serving. When you get the product in the capsule, you're talking about 20 milligrams. So it's a big difference in the amount of PQQ.
Okay. Here's, again, my nutritionist brain at work here. Are there foods, Dan, that might interfere with your body's ability to utilize all of the benefits of PQQ?
There's nothing that's been discovered to date, and there's no reason to believe why PQQ would be blocked by any of the other foods. PQQ is so essential that actually it's present in breast milk in quite high amounts. And as Dr. Slavin said, it is present in some foods, but the amounts really are minimal. It is interesting that many of the foods that it's highly present in, such as, for example, tofu that Dr. Slavin referred to, or natto, which is basically fermented soybeans that are eaten in Japan, obviously are part of a diet that is well recognized for being very healthful. So having that PQQ in the diet is probably helpful, but you're certainly not going to be able to see the clinical effects on it when the dose is so much lower than you could get therapeutically in a capsule, which is why this is really a nutrient that you need to supplement in a dietary supplement form. So I agree with all of Dr. Slavin's comments wholeheartedly.
Okay, talking about those were the foods that are going to provide a very, very little bit of PQQ and using supplemental quality of life PQQ, the dose is going to be much more significant. And then when you combine the quality of life PQQ with coenzyme Q10, you get the actual support for the mitochondria as well as the fuel from the coenzyme Q10. So, One of the questions that I have is people associate with aging very much a decrease in memory, concentration, recall, all of those brain functions that we've come to rely on with regard to assimilating new information, just having that thought connection work quickly and efficiently. will you talk a little bit, Dan, about how people are going to experience these benefits to their brains? What are some of the changes that they might notice?
Sure. So from a mode of action perspective, the mitochondrial biogenesis translates into every cellular mechanism in your body, which is why you're likely to see benefits ranging from cognitive function to sports performance benefits to energy, et cetera, et cetera. But the cognitive benefits are particularly pronounced, and obviously it's an area of extreme concern given the Alzheimer's epidemic we have in this country and really worldwide, as well as the natural deterioration of cognitive performance that we experience after the age of 40, and that certainly accelerates later on. So being able to reverse the mitochondrial damage and generate new mitochondria in the brain is responsible for a range of benefits that have now not only been hypothesized theoretically, but have actually been validated in human clinical trials. And it's essential to get that kind of validation, because things working in animals don't always translate into working in humans. So in this case, we actually have two studies that are gold standard, double-blind, placebo-controlled. And in one of the studies, for example, we took 71 subjects who were between ages 40 and 70, but they were healthy otherwise, and they were supplemented with either a placebo pill, 20 milligrams of PQQ, or a combination of 20 milligrams of PQQ with CoQ10. And what we showed was that there was an improvement in all tests that were given of higher cognitive function, and that the performance of the PQQ group outperformed placebo, and the performance of the PQQ plus CoQ10 group outperformed PQQ alone, again supporting the fact that the two are synergistic in regard to how they're involved with energy metabolism in the mitochondria. There was a second trial with a very similar endpoints, which basically proved the same. So now we have two independent studies that validated. And then we did a third 8-week study where, in addition to that, we also looked at energy levels, sleep levels, and mood levels. And we showed that PQQ supplementation improved vigor, reduced fatigue, reduced anxiety and anger hostility, and actually improved the mood. So we believe that the cognitive benefits not only serve to improve the cognitive performance, but also help upregulate effectively the part of our brain that's responsible for ensuring that our thoughts and our rationality trumps our emotional part of the brain. So it basically provides mood stability and sleep stability as well. Mm-hmm. So it's really a wonderful, well-rounded compound that provides a range of benefits related to our brain in terms of cognitive function, as well as some of the other benefits I just mentioned.
Okay. Knowing human nature, when people hear that how good this product is, sometimes they're going to be tempted to take more than the recommended dose. So I think the recommended dose is the 20 milligrams a day. Is that right?
That's exactly correct.
Right. So what if they took 40 milligrams a day? Is that going to help them any more, or is it not necessary?
Excellent question in the context of any, obviously, supplement. What we showed is we did a dose-dependent study showing that the effect of PQQ increased as you go up to 20 milligrams, and then it flattens dramatically once you stop. So there's no reason to take more than 20 milligrams from that perspective. However, we do have sports, and by the way, the FDA looked at our new dietary ingredient applications, and they approved the usage up to 60 milligrams a day. And what we do see is we've seen athletes, competitive athletes, that take it in the morning and take it at night. And actually, interestingly enough, one of the reasons why athletes will, for example, Djokovic, the famous tennis player, they sit in these hyperbaric chambers, and the reason why is that it's supposed to actually increase the number of their mitochondria and improve their performance. So we have competitive athletes taking PQQ as well, and some of them will take an AM/PM dose because they're trying to maintain peak levels of PQQ. And what we've actually done to address that issue is that we've launched a product called VitaPQQSR, where SR stands for sustained release, where we actually delivering a sustained release PQQ so that it lasts in the body longer. So now you can actually take a 20 milligram dose and be able to basically enjoy the benefit that would be equivalent to taking an AM and PM dose. So my recommendation would be to go for the VitaPQQSR. Otherwise, you have a clinically proven benefit at 20 milligrams, and then competitive athletes can do, and if they don't want to take the sustained release, which really there shouldn't be any reason not to take it, but if they just use the regular VitaPQQ, they can take an AM/PM dose.
I think there are so many people out there whose brains are getting energized just listening to this discussion. I talk to older individuals on a pretty regular basis that they complain about walking from one room to another and not remembering what they were looking for in the second room. And so this double blind random placebo controlled clinical trial found that 20 milligrams of PQQ improved focus in healthy adults. So you're going to be able to concentrate, focus on one thing rather than having this kind of scrambled brain chemistry going on. Now, we're talking all of this time about the benefits with regard to memory and concentration in adults. You mentioned that PQQ is available in relatively high amounts in breast milk. How important might PQQ be for our kids in school who are having difficulty with concentration?
It's an excellent question, and actually one of the areas that we are very interested in further exploring and are have been looking at doing clinical trials on this was in helping kids with ADHD as well as even helping kids with autism. We don't have any of the clinical data yet, but certainly PQQ holds a lot of promise in that regard. We believe that the levels of PQQ in human milk are there for a reason, and it's because it is so important in energy metabolism and generation of mitochondria and the development of the human brain, which is so critical, obviously, in babies. So that's why we recommend, obviously, you know, DHA, and DHA is used in baby formulas and as such. So we don't have data yet on PQQ supplementation. We don't think it's necessary for certainly for babies that are being breastfed. But in terms of children, college students that have issues with concentration, PQQ could certainly be beneficial, particularly when we see now a dramatic increase in consumption of certain pharmaceuticals that we think are quite dangerous and addicting. And we've seen a lot of that in college students in particular. So we believe in general that natural compounds that have been shown to be safe in human studies with the data being reviewed in new dietary ingredient applications, certainly better alternatives. We currently do not have an indication for children, and we won't until we actually show efficacy in human trials. But certainly there's every reason to believe that the same cognitive performance benefits would translate into kids. The other thing I would mention, and you have talked about, this is a little bit of a tangent, but it is related. You talked about the C-reactive protein because it is so essential in regard to inflammation. And now there's actually a lot of belief that inflammation is the heart of everything, including some of the cognitive issues that we see and behavioral issues, et cetera. So we've actually shown in another human trial that PQQ was able to reduce the levels of CRP dramatically, as well as some other cytokines such as IL-6 and urinary methylated amine. So, again, the story really comes together around the clinically proven cognitive benefits as well as some of the underlying changes in chemistry that would be responsible for those and other health benefits.
And when once again. That music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We're talking with Dan Lifton. We're discussing PQQ and all of the variety of benefits associated with supplementing with PQQ from Quality of Life. And we will be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute, services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin and our very, very special guest on the line, Dan Lifton. He is the CEO of Quality of Life Labs, and we're talking about Quality of Life PQQ and the dramatic benefits that are available across the board. Mental energy, physical energy, and literally protection on a cellular level. And when you start to think about all of these benefits and you kind of review people in your lives that are dealing with problems, kids with attention deficit, college students who are dealing with focus and concentration, recall, memory, all of that with regard to the pressure that's taken, taking a toll on their brains with all of the stress associated with college classes. So all of these very, very incredibly supportive across the board benefits associated with PQQ. And we started to mention, or Dan, you did mention Alzheimer's disease and the research that is ongoing with regard to brain health. I want to ask you about neurological issues such as MS and Parkinson's. Is there any information or extrapolation from what you already know that would make PQQ and the combination of PQQ and coenzyme Q10 a good choice for someone who's been diagnosed with MS or Parkinson's?
One of the most I think intriguing and promising areas of PQQ research is what you had just touched on in regard to Parkinson's. And we don't have human data on this, but we have done some really important preclinical studies that relate directly to Parkinson's. As you had mentioned, obviously it is a neurodegenerative disease, and it is caused as the result of an aggregation of a compound called alpha-synuclein, which basically causes the neurons to die and therefore in turn creating a cascade that leads to the development of Parkinson's disease. What we have shown is that PQQ was able to inhibit the aggregation of this compound, alpha-synuclein, and specifically we looked at this actually on a time course basis, and we're able to see a very pronounced reduction and decrease. So we're actually now seeking a grant through university from the NIH that would support a clinical study to demonstrate a potential benefit. And given the relative dearth of pharmacological treatments, we think this could be quite groundbreaking. One of the areas that we see tremendous potential in the both Alzheimer's, and I can talk about how PQQ works in that context next, as well as Parkinson's, is that very often these conditions are too late to treat once they're diagnosed or discovered or the symptoms manifest themselves, and it's difficult for people to justify taking pharmaceutical drugs, often and almost always with some side effects preventatively. People just don't do that. You can't get it prescribed. You can't get it paid for. But obviously the beauty of supplements, when the supplements are natural, like Vita-PQQ, and they have this much data and no side effects, is that you can take them preventatively. So if you have any hereditary history of Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, or if you're aging in general, I mean, they say if people live long enough, they will experience neurodegeneration of some kind. You're able to take Vita-PQQ preventatively, and that could be quite groundbreaking indeed.
So when we acknowledge that lifespan of Americans is lengthening, what we want to do is protect the health of our cells from every possible approach. Certainly, we're choosing organic, high-quality foods. We're addressing the need for quality fats to have our hormones, our brains, our livers, all that work very, very much at optimal levels. So here's a way that you are going to enhance the aging process. And I think that that must sound very, very odd to people. You're enhancing the aging process. The aging process is not a good process. It's degradation. But here indeed is a very, very reasonable way that you can improve cellular health. One of the things that I've been reading about with regard to PQQ has to do with DNA damage. And we talk about how our telomeres are reducing in length each time we replicate a cell. And talk a little bit, if you will, about the benefits with regard to PQQ and DNA, potential DNA damage.
Sure. So there are a number of factors that are responsible for aging and obviously the conditions and the deterioration in a variety of functions in the body as we age. And certainly oxidation and DNA damage and mitochondrial damage are all at the root cause. They tend to be related, and they were all contributing factors. And what we have seen is that PQQ, by providing a critical path in the redox functions of the body, plays a tremendous role in helping reverse that damage. This gets a little bit technical, but basically redox is a set of reactions that is responsible for the process of basically generation of free radicals as well as quenching or the destruction of them. Redox reactions are also involved with oxidation of glucose that Dr. Slavin referred to earlier. And PQQ has been shown to be extremely important in that reduction process or that antioxidation process. So actually PQQ is able to carry a dramatic number of conversions, and it was shown to be 5,000 times more powerful than vitamin C in terms of the number of conversions it can perform. So it's an extremely powerful antioxidant that protects the mitochondria against oxidation and is also protective of the DNA. It is reducing the lipid peroxidation and is really essential in the whole cascade of the healthy function of the human body. Interestingly, what we showed in a mouse model where we starved the mouse of the PQQ, so we created an artificial deficiency, is that we showed a number of consequences, including DNA damage, including immune function destruction, including loss of hair. So we know that PQQ deficiency is quite damaging, and now we have also shown that supplementation with high levels of PQQ at therapeutic levels could be quite beneficial in terms of reversing some of the natural age-related damage that our body experiences, including DNA damage.
Now, when I looked it up, PQQ was discovered about 20 years ago, but I'm just curious, when did it hit the shelves of the health food stores?
It's an interesting question because it was a long path. You're absolutely right that the compound itself was discovered a while back. And the challenge there was that nobody could figure out how to produce PQQ. You couldn't extract sufficient amounts from things like parsley, and people did try, so that didn't work. You could get very, very tiny quantities from labs for animal and human study, and in vitro studies, you couldn't even get enough to really conduct human clinicals. So our partner and our parents' company supplier, so Maypro is our parent company, they're the exclusive agent of Mitsubishi, which is the manufacturer of this compound. They figured out a way to use a natural fermentation process using neutral, basically isolated compound found in soil, and they were able to manufacture PQQ. After that, a number of safety studies were done in animals and in humans. Then finally, an application as a new dietary ingredient went in and was approved or was reviewed and accepted by the FDA in 2007, and the product was launched by Quality of Life, which was the first brand on the market, in 2008. We've since, through our parent company, have supplied PQQ to other brands as well, because our view has been that we should try to get this into as many hands as possible, even if it means creating some competition for ourselves. That's healthy. We want to grow the overall market. And at the same time, we immediately came out with a combination with CoQ10 and most recently with a sustained release of PQQ, the Vita PQQ SR, and we continue to drive innovation in the segment.
Oh, that music once again. That means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We're having a conversation with Dan Lifton, CEO of Quality of Life Labs. What we're discussing is PQQ, something that each and every one of us will benefit by supplementing with PQQ. The music means it's time for us to take a break. We'll be right back.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more. Or visit amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I just want to remind everyone that it's Thursday, and that means from 12 to 2, I am at Locatel on Hallandale Beach Boulevard for those 2 hours answering any of your nutrition questions, any of your supplement questions. Locatel, Hallandale Beach Boulevard, 12 to 2, Dr. Slavin.
Yes, I want to remind our listeners, if you didn't catch the program from the beginning, we're talking about PQQ, and I just want to list off the benefits that have been reported in those taking it. It decreases inflammation. It creates new mitochondria, improves memory and reasoning, improves brain function by increasing nerve growth factor. It has neuroprotective properties, therefore it may be helpful in preventing Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, or other cognitive injuries. I guess that means maybe for football players.
You know? Oh, wouldn't that be a very, very important study?
it's been reported that it may have cardioprotection from stroke. It also improves sleep, mood, and fatigue. And
that was a very important point that I didn't get to ask about. It improves sleep, because when your brain works correctly, you're able to go recognize the light and dark signals. You're able to recognize temperature changes. Very, very important information for our aging population.
And lastly, decreases insulin resistance, and that's a big one. And that's one that we can sort of use to measure the effectiveness. If you start taking this and you haven't changed anything else and your insulin levels go down, when you check a fasting insulin level, which more doctors really need to do, or I mentioned it diminishes inflammation, so you can check your cardio-CRP or IL-6 levels. Those are inflammatory markers. If they improve, you know you're getting some benefit.
It's very interesting, Dr. Slavin, because probably 20 years ago is when I started telling people you need to measure your glycohemoglobin, that fasting glucose was not sufficient. And so it's becoming very obvious over those 20 years that that is more and more a significant challenge for people. The A1C levels have gone up dramatically over the years that I've been suggesting it. And here's a way for people to get the benefits of that brain on fire, elevated sugar under control, PQQ.
But just so you know, you can have a normal hemoglobin A1C, which is your average blood sugar over a three-month period, and still have elevated insulin levels. So it's really important to check the fasting insulin level as well.
Dan, if you had just a few minutes to tell people the most important things you know about PQQ, what would you say?
It is a... having been defined as a vitamin and knowing that vitamins should be taken on a daily basis religiously to ensure that you do not experience a deficiency, we believe that Vita-PQQ should really be treated as a vitamin, as a daily vitamin, particularly for your brain. It should be taken by everybody over the age of 40, and particularly for individuals over 60 where age-related cognitive deterioration is important. The other thing I would mention that I think is important is that the only PQQ in the market that has been studied for safety extensively and approved by the FDA with a new dietary ingredient is the Japan-made BioPQQ, which we used in our VitaPQQ product. So it's important that you don't get a product in the market that contains Chinese material that has been shown to have impurities and has not been demonstrated as safe and actually has been not accepted by the FDA. So that's extremely important to look for natural fermentation-based PQQ that's found in our VitaPQQ. And finally, to Dr. Slavin's point, get on PQQ, come back to your doctor and measure your CRP as well as your glucose levels, and we believe that there's a very high probability that you will see a benefit in addition to feeling more energetic, which you will in a very short period, particularly if you take a combined VitaPQQ CoQ10 supplement that we offer in our enhanced VitaPQQ.
Just a quick question. I'm just curious. I know with CoQ10, they use it a lot more in Japan than we use it in this country. How is it with PQQ in Japan versus this country?
It is, interestingly, it was approved in PQQ by the regulators later than it was in the U.S., but ever since that launch, it has been very, very successful. The number one brand called DHC in Japan, which you can find in every 7-Eleven and pharmacy, carries the product. And there's a huge problem with memory deterioration, Alzheimer's in Japan, because their life expectancy, as you know, is much higher, much greater than here, and there's a tremendous amount of awareness and public education going on around preventative techniques, both in terms of lifestyle and nutrition and supplementation. So their use has grown dramatically, and we're basically trying to replicate it here by raising awareness about the importance of supplementation for cognitive health and about the relevance of VitaPQQ in that context.
Might people get a little bit better effect if they take their PQQ CoQ10 with some green tea, or is that irrelevant?
Well, we recommend green tea regardless, particularly as a kind of a daily consumption beverage, often in place of coffee. We obviously know that green tea is a huge part of the Japanese diet, and particularly matcha that they drink. There's a very strong story around the synergy between those two compounds, and whether it's taken as, whether green tea is taken as a supplement or consumed on a daily basis from an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory perspective, I think the advice you're giving your patients and clients is spot on.
One of the things that I think more and more people are becoming aware of is the fact that blood sugar instability, high circulating insulin levels, elevated glucose levels all may very well contribute to significant nerve cell damage as well as neurological damage, brain issues. Brain on fire is one of the phrases that really, really does speak to me. So using the coenzyme Q10, enhancing the health of the nerve cell fibers, enhancing how the brain maintains its energy via the mitochondria, and using coenzyme Q10 essentially as the fuel, just a dramatic potential comprehensive support. And what is better is that it is affordable. So here's an approach that people can use and enhance their physical energy, their brain concentration, focus, memory, recall, all of that. And we don't even have to limit it to seniors in our population, but consider it for our children as well as our college students. Dan Lifton, I can't thank you enough for all of this incredibly beneficial information that you have brought to our listeners, and hopefully it will make some dramatic changes in our listeners' lives. Once again, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And for all of our listeners, you've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and we will be back tomorrow at 10 with more information for your good health. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy.